Town Board Meeting, February 17th, 2016.
Councilman Munger?
Present.
Councilman Genzel?
Present.
Supervisor Ballow?
Here.
Councilman Boardway?
Present.
Councilman Keating?
Present.
Councilman Munger, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number one tonight is preliminary matters. We have nothing under preliminary matters for tonight. Item number two, under regular business, we have a correction and adoption of minutes from February 3rd, 2016. Councilman Boardway.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. We had the opportunity to review the minutes from our February 3rd, 2016 meeting. They require no changes, additions, or deletions. As I move, they be adopted.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
No.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Item number two, we have the consideration of all fund bills.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Yes, I have reviewed the fund bills, and at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the fund bills totaling $87,660.42.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three is correspondence. We have a correspondence tonight, notice of public hearing, New York State Agricultural Markets Law, Section 3038, received and filed. Item number four is new business, request from the floor, 3 minutes. Please come up to the mic, state your name and address. We do have...
Right, if there's anyone that wishes to be heard, Mr. Metzger, it's our understanding you have a presentation regarding a matter that's on the agenda this evening?
Yes.
Sir, if you'd like to be heard, we'd love to hear from you. If you come out to the microphone right here, give us your name, address, your business purpose, and let us know what you've got.
I've got a board here with an easel, if you don't mind.
Oh, certainly, you know, you can put that right up here if you'd like, if it needs to be seen. Absolutely.
After seeing the arrangement there, I quickly put up another plan on the backside so the audience can see it as well.
If you could, only because it makes our digital recording a lot clearer if you're being heard through the mic.
A little crooked. Thank you very much. My name is Michael Metzger. I'm with Metzger Civil Engineering, 8560 Main Street, Williamsville, New York. And with me tonight are my clients. I have Kim Bingman, Bill Solak, and Patrick Emmerling. What we'd like to talk to you about tonight is a project that we are proposing, a piece of property. It's on Boston State Road, right near the 219 interchange. It's, the proposed site is 26 acres in size, and it's currently zoned C1. We sat down and talked with your code enforcement officer and planning consultant, discussed the project, discussed the various components of the project, and it became evident that what would be needed in order for this project to move forward would be a rezoning to C2. So that is what we are asking of the town, is to rezone this 26 acres, 26.4 acres, from C1 to C2. The project itself, what we're proposing here, with it being a fairly large parcel, as you can imagine, we need to have a diverse development plan for it. You can't have too much of one thing. Obviously, the absorption rate would not be large enough to be able to take all of one thing or another. But we've got four separate and distinct uses here that we think are all desirable and needs of the community. First and foremost, you'll see somewhat centered there the larger brown structures with the light gray in between. What those are five buildings, each being 60 feet by 200 feet in width. They're what we refer to as high bay commercial lease space. Effectively what it is, it's a large building, and what you would see on the front would be large doors for vehicles and then a man door next to it, and there would be several of them running down the width of each building, of the 200 feet of building, and that represents a bay that would be leased to a business, small business. They can rent more than one bay at a time if they want. If they're a little bit larger, they need more space, but typically it's one bay at a time. And what that does is it gives small businesses, oftentimes startup businesses, an opportunity to have a place to call home for their business. There's space inside for them to park their vehicles, equipment, whatever it might be. It could be a plumber, landscaper, something like that, where they have a spot to operate their business from. In some instances, it's set up so that there is a an office space inside, sometimes not. More often than not, it's a spot where the business owner, operator, and their employees converge in the morning, pick up their equipment, pick up their vehicles and materials, supplies, leave for the day, come back at the end of the day, unload, park, go home. It's becoming quite popular, and a lot of towns appreciate it too, because oftentimes these smaller businesses have a tendency, unless they have a place to go to, they have a tendency to operate out of their home, and it gets a little difficult in residential areas sometimes, and obviously there's usually some code restrictions on that, and it prevents a lot of friction. So that is one component. There will be five of these buildings placed within the property. Another use, car wash. My client, who obviously is very involved in the Boston community, feels that there is a need for a commercial car wash. So we would be placing a car wash on the site, and it's a little difficult to show you, but back here. That's right in this area here. So it would be a commercial car wash. There would probably be some self-serve bays plus some automatic bays to it. Typical, but very well maintained, and it'll present itself nicely. Another component, third component to the project, is 96 residential rental units, and that's along the bottom portion of the site. As you can see, the entrance off of Boston State Road, it's only about 60 feet in width. There's only 60 feet of frontage on this property, but it lends itself to an entrance that would bring anyone who has business there, whether they're residents or businesses, to come in. And as you come in off of Boston State Road, you immediately come to a T, and then you either go to the left to go to the business side of things, or you go to the right and into the residential portion of the development. That area would be nicely landscaped, very lush. It would present well from Boston State Road in the immediate area. The residential rental units, as I mentioned, will be 96 units, and we're also proposing to have garages within that available for the people who live within the development, and a clubhouse, a community clubhouse to serve the needs of the residents of the development. The reason we have that placed where it's at on the site is we feel that although this property already zoned commercial is zoned appropriately for many different uses, we are looking to that component to be a nice transition, a nice step down from the commercial activities that would be on the northerly part of the site, a buffer area from those commercial activities to the residences that are along Meadow Drive. We feel that's a nice fit there. It's another residential component, a little bit more dense, obviously, than a single-family home subdivision, but it's commercially zoned. And then the last component, the darker areas up near the top, those are, we've got shown there three pads for future hotel sites. Again, being immediately adjacent to 219 with fantastic views from 219 of those sites, we think it's a great opportunity for that type of use on this property, and we think it would be a good fit for the town. There's not too much close by in that regard. The project, as it's shown on here, should the property be rezoned to C2, the project as we have it presented would be in total compliance with the zoning requirements of the C2 zoning classification, with one exception. And that's one exception that it doesn't matter what the zoning is, it's going to be an issue that we would have to seek a variance for, and that's the width, the minimum width of the property. As I mentioned at the onset, it's only 60 feet wide at the frontage, and based upon the use here, the minimum required would be 200 feet, so we would have to seek a variance for that. But as I mentioned, it doesn't matter what we put back there, it's just a configuration that is unavoidable, but just based upon the property and how it's situated and how it sits on the property. So aside from that, which is unavoidable, this plan would be totally compliant with the zoning requirements within the C2 district. With that, we feel that we've got a project here that is diverse in that it offers a lot of different opportunities, a lot of different services that appear to be, or our clients feel, are in need within the community. And we think it's fitting of the area, especially immediately adjacent to the 219 interchange. So with that, we respectfully request a referral to the Planning Board to begin a review of this so that they can make a recommendation back to you.
Hey, just once it's rezoned, the variance is granted, is there a build-out in phases here, or where do you plan to start the project?
It would definitely be built out in phases. We're still discussing what the first phase might be, but undoubtedly a component, if not all, of the high bay commercial would be a part of the first phase, and then a smaller component of the residential part, and more than likely the car wash. So you'd probably see a good percentage, if not all, of the high bay commercial lease space, the car wash, and a handful of buildings in the residential component.
Okay. And are you committed to completing the entire project despite, like, rental returns on the first builds, things like that?
Well, my clients are very good at reading the market. They feel they've got a good handle on this, and they have every expectation that it would be a full build-out. Obviously, it's not in anyone's best interest to build something that's not working. So
right.
They will certainly build out as the market allows, but they do have every expectation it will fill.
Excellent. Now, I'm certainly confident there's a need for that, a very large need. We've seen the other project with patio style homes down here, and he can't build them fast enough, you know, so it's we're very, very helpful. It's very helpful to know that the plan is to complete that whole entire plan as written. Anyone else, any questions?
Mr. Metzger, how does it fit our master plan?
Well, I have actually studied the master plan, and we think it's a good fit. There's language in there relative to residential opportunities, and it speaks of making sure that there is a diverse offering of residential components to the town, and actually the comprehensive plan discusses the fact that Boston's rental properties, rental residential units, are about half of what the county average is. So again, that lends itself to the discussion on the market and the need. So that's one component to it, and actually, this area here kind of falls within two of the components shown within the future land use map, where it talks about the, I forget the exact terminology, I've got it in my file here, but the interchange, the 219 commercial component to it, plus it's at the leading edge of the North Boston Hamlet component of the areas within the town, and obviously the interchange component talks about commercial development, and the North Boston Hamlet area speaks of providing and working towards more multi-family, higher density type residential offerings, which this plan is totally compliant with. So we feel it's a good fit based upon the comprehensive plan.
What's your target rental on that? Is it higher end, medium end? What type of units?
Kim, maybe medium?
Okay.
But very nice.
Okay. Just asking.
Sure.
Zach, Jason, do you guys have any questions?
No, I just got a question. Mr. Metzger, you said that Boston has less than 50% of rental homes and other communities in the area?
Yes, the statistics quoted in the town's comprehensive plan indicate that 33% of residential units countywide are rental, and Boston is at 16%.
I did an informal study for the planning board about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and at that time, every third building was either a rental, a mobile home park, and a couple other units, and that was approximately one-third of the entire town.
Okay, well, that's a little bit different than what the comprehensive plan states. I'm just reiterating what the comprehensive things may have changed in that period of time. But again, I don't know how the work that was done in determining the percentages in the comprehensive plan, I don't know how things such as manufactured homes fit into that or not. It could be a little bit different in how that information was reported.
All right. And okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming in tonight and presenting this to the town board.
We appreciate the opportunity to do that, and as I mentioned, we would ask that you do move it on to the planning board to begin the review. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to close the floor.
There was no motion to open, so you don't need one to close.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect.
So it's fine.
Thank you. I make a motion to open the floor. Please come up to the mic, state your name and address. 3 minutes time per person.
We already opened the floor.
You opened the floor and Mr. Metzger came up, so
right.
You went to close it, but you didn't make one to open it, so you didn't need one to close it.
Yeah. So, make a motion to open it.
Okay. Second.
I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzo?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boydway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Floor is open. I'll wait at this time. Okay. I make a motion to close the floor.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzo?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boydway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Item number two on the new business is application.
Motion's carried.
Oh, I'm sorry. Application for use of town facility for Hamburg Pre-K.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. We do have a request for use of the facilities by the Hamburg Pre-K. It'll be for a family picnic. The number of attendees will be approximately 500. They are asking for use of the town park, the Lions shelter, and our bathroom facilities, in addition to parking over 50. And we have received our deposit. I would like to make a motion that we grant, well, I'm sorry, Ms. Clerk. Is the date June 17th, Friday, June 17th, available?
It is available. It is the same day as the Brinkerhoff, but they will be out by 3, and Brinkerhoff starts at 4. So it's available.
Thank you very much. Now that we know that, I would like to make a motion that we accept the application for use.
I'll second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzo?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boydway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three on the new business is the Boston Emergency Squad appointment.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I have a letter from the Town of Boston Emergency Squad. They have, at their squad meeting on January 13th, 2016, they approved the membership for Alexandria Green, who lives in Hamburg, New York. She met all the Boston Emergency Squad requirements regarding their membership, and at this time I'd like to make a motion to approve that.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzo?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boydway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number four, Planning Board Appointment Recommendation.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. At the Planning Board, at their meeting held on February 9th, 2016, interviewed and recommended for appointment Elizabeth Schutt, based on the recommendation of Mr. Stringfellow and the vote of the Planning Board at this point in time. I make a motion that Elizabeth Schutt be named an alternate member to the Planning Board. Ms. Clerk, can you tell us when her term would expire?
December 31st, 2018.
Until December 31st, 2018?
A second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzo?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boydway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number five, Aaron Keating, resignation, Town of Boston Ethics Board. It received a letter from Mrs. Keating dated February 8, 2016. Reads as, Dear Supervisor and Councilman, effective immediately, I am resigning from my appointment position of Ethics Committee Chairman from the Town of Boston due to the potential perception of a possible conflict of interest with my husband Jason Keating's new position as Town Councilman. As a result of this potential for conflict of interest, I have elected at this time to step down from the Ethics Board. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to have been part of the Town of Boston's Ethics Committee. I appreciate the appointment and asking me to be of service. I resign with a heavy heart. Perhaps someday I might be able to serve again. The Ethics Committee has nominated Mr. Richard Holstein as the new chairman. Ms. Peggy Cook and Mr. John Tozzillo will continue as board members. Sincerely, Mrs. Keating. I want to thank Erin for her service to the Town of Boston and on the Ethics Committee. And at this time, I accept her resignation.
Likewise, Ms. Keating, thank you so much for your time and your service. and all the difficult positions you've been placed into over the last few years. You're getting out when it's good. She was a charter member of our Ethics Committee. The Ethics Committee was created by Mr. Supervisor Ballard, Councilman Genzel, myself, and two other board members that never existed in town previously. We thank you so much for your service, and of course with regret, because I'm not sure I like to trade here yet. We accept your resignation.
Is that your second?
It is.
Councilman Munger?
Unfortunately, aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballard?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
And I'm going to recuse myself.
Abstain. Motion is carried.
Item number six is Planning Board Appointments.
And again, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. At the Planning Board meeting held on February 9th, 2016, the Planning Board made recommendation for the following officers to continue in their places. David Stringfellow will remain as chairman. Dr. Paul Zarnowski will remain as vice chairman, and Jennifer Lukacek will remain as secretary. And I do make those motions.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballard?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number seven, under new business, is transfer of appropriations. This time I make a motion to do a transfer of appropriations in a total amount of $120,800. Well, I'm sorry, there's a few of them. From the general fund, there will be transferred $439,475 to the appropriations. There's quite a long list of them where they'll be transferred to. It goes from court contractual to supervisors' equipment, assessors, town clerk, other facilities in there. Highway fund, $120,800 to general repairs, contractual, general repairs, drainage, capital outlay, equipment, and other contractual. So I make a motion to make transfer of appropriations.
I'll second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballard?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number eight, rezoning request by Roy Emmerling Mixed Use Development. I make a motion to refer this down to the Planning Board for their review.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballard?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number five, under old business, request for appointment registration of vital statistics, Town Clerk Jennifer Moulet, and for reappointment in Marion Mays. Had an opportunity to talk to all the councilmen downstairs and go through it, and I make a motion to appoint Marion Cummings to register of vital statistics for the town of Boston.
And I'll second that motion, Mr. Supervisor, of course, with the stipulations that Ms. May's workspace will be the town clerk's office. Ms. May's will be authorized to appoint a deputy registrar of vital statistics. I second that.
Excuse me, but the registrar will not work within my office.
You don't make that decision,
yes, I do.
Ms. Clerk.
The registrar is a separate position from the town clerk's office, and she will not work within my office.
Let's make the motions on the floor. Let's take a roll call for that.
It's a separate position.
There was a second on it.
Councilman Munger.
No.
Councilman Genzel.
Yes.
Supervisor Ballard.
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
No.
Motion is carried.
Item number six, reports and presentations. Tonight, Town Clerk Moulet.
You'll find my January Town Clerk Monthly Report. Also, I wanted to take a moment to thank the North Boston Fire Company and the Boston Emergency Squad for inviting me to their installation dinner and giving me the distinct honor of swearing in all of their officers. I really appreciate your invitation, and I'm very proud to be able to do that. Thank you all for your sacrifices and your dedication to your positions. And unfortunately, I have to make a comment because obviously you can make your appointment to be Mary Ann to be the registrar, and that's fine. But my office is an elected official's office. She will not work within my office as the registrar. All vital records will now be removed from the safe that they are housed in right now. So I suggest that the town board find an actual secure location for these documents ASAP, because they will be removed from my office. And I have that information from the state health department directly.
Thank you.
So I hope you have your information and your safe ready for her. Thank you.
Thank you. Highway Superintendent.
I only have a couple things. Yesterday we had a little thing going on in the town park. We had like 6-7 kids playing ice hockey on the pond out back, and I talked to the board, and I think we should definitely put up some signs, no skating, and post it, and have some kind of signs put up around both of the ponds to prevent that from happening.
I agree.
Other than that, yesterday we had quite a heavy snowfall. Town of Boston Highway Department did a pretty good job. I think we did a great job taking care of the roads. Some of the county roads weren't plowed all day long, so, and I don't know what's going on this year. Some of the roads has been absolutely awful. There was a foot of snow on some of the roads. Some of the hills were impassable. There was people stuck, phone calls. And then when they did plow the roads, they knocked down just about every mailbox on the streets. So there were some several issues yesterday with the county. But other than that, that's all I have tonight.
Thank you.
I don't think I have anything, Mr. Supervisor.
Councilman Moore. I just have a reminder that on Monday, March the 1st at 6 p.m., there will be a potluck.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. March the 1st. I wrote it down wrong, too. Tuesday, March the 1st, there will be a potluck dinner for our Historical Society. It is open to the public. It is Please Just Bring a Dish to Pass. And I am promised that there will be a very interesting presentation in regards to plane crashes in Boston, which I have been so kindly reminded by my mother apparently I did know about, even though I said last time that I knew nothing about that. So as a 31 years old, I can still be corrected by my mother. So please come out and enjoy potluck dinner and the presentation. Thank you, Council. That's it. Thank you. Councilman Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. As I'm working on the Fire Company Service Award Program, by next week we should have everything put together for the resolution to transfer the funds. We had met with the fire companies, and they prefer to use another company for their investments. So there's a couple things we got to finish up, and that should be on the next town board agenda. As the grant liaison, I've spoken to the grant writer, and our clerk is choosing not to reapply for the New York State Archive grant that Connie Miner has recommended we go for. So I will be meeting with the regional advisory officer as well as Connie Miner to look for a different department within our town to utilize that grant. We also are in contact with the state, specifically the EFC, which is the Environmental Facilities Corporation, on potential grant for water lines on the West Hill. As you know, we've studied that area, and there's a little pocket that still can be supplied with water from the existing tank. So we're waiting for a word from the state to see if we can apply for that grant to provide those folks with some public water. We do have that area all phased out. It does include a potentially new tank on the top of the hill. But as funds and grants are released, we'll continually try and apply for those. As announcements, as always, we're always looking for potential quality members for all our boards. If you know of anybody that'd like to volunteer for any of our boards here, we sure would like them to apply, and we'd welcome them open arms. Please file a letter of interest with the town clerk. That's all I have for this evening, Mr. Supervisor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Boardman.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Mr. Metzger, I'd like to thank you and your principals for the presentation this evening. It's exciting to see, you know, things like that happening in town. All these other projects that have happened and are still expanding is just a testament to how desirable this area actually is. It's fantastic to see the town grow. Only real interesting thing I have, Friday the 12th, this past Friday, Boston Valley was closed. That's normally a good thing. Interesting. Except, Friday night was the father-daughter dance for Valentine's Day. Interestingly enough, what happened, a group of people, because the district said the building is closed, that's it, you're done, the dance is canceled. A group of people came together in the matter of hours. This group consisted of teachers in the facility, some help from some of the administrators, a group of parents, the parents that are in the parent-teacher organization, and representatives from the Patchen Fire Hall. Patchen graciously offered their space over there free of charge to hold this event Friday night for the kids from Boston Valley, for all these little girls that had gone out and had their fancy dresses and things, for all the fathers, some of which I know for a fact bought a tie for the very first time. And that dance went off fantastically up at the fire at the fire hall, at Patchen Fire Hall. I've seen videos, I've seen some rather incriminating videos of some of the teachers dancing. And the girls and everybody else and the kids had a fantastic time. So I want to thank everybody that was involved in that entire effort, particularly, again, the Patchen Fire Hall. This is what our volunteers do when they're out shoveling fire hydrants, clearing their own driveways at the hall, everything else, and then on a Friday night with hours, only hours, notice, they get that hall shiny, spotless, and decorated, believe it or not. I saw some of the decorations just to invite our residents in to have a beautiful party like that that otherwise would not have happened. So, Rich, if you could take that back to the folks you still know over there, kudos to the Patchen Fire Hall, the parents, all the teachers that were involved in that. It's a fantastic showing, again, of another fantastic reason why living in this town of Boston, proud to represent the people in the town of Boston. Nothing else. Thank you.
Councilman Keaton.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I had the opportunity to meet with the first senior group in regards to the senior transport. I had a lot of positive feedback from that group. Still is an ongoing issue with, in regards to Friday, with schools being closed. My phone was actually ringing because seniors were not able to use rural transit, because when the local school is closed, while rural transit doesn't run and people aren't getting to their doctor's appointments. So that just re-emphasized the need and the draw for the senior transport service. So that is something I'm going to be working on, again, due to the weather. The second senior group that I was supposed to be meeting with, they canceled that day due to the inclement weather, so I'll be rescheduling a meeting with them in the next 2 weeks so we can see where we go with that. But that's my update in regards to the senior citizens. Just a couple things in regards to solid waste, with waste management. Just so everybody knows, waste management has a bag minimum. It's five bags. They unofficially off the record, even though I'm being recorded, it's five bags. If you put it in a trash can, they're not going to count your bags. Pulling them out of the trash can, they're going to pick up your trash can, dump it, and they're going to move on. But they please ask that you do not hold on to your trash for a couple of weeks, and then, you know, they show up to a small mountain of trash. They will tag that. They will leave that, and that will be your responsibility to figure out how you're going to divvy that up over the next however many weeks. One big, it essentially ties to liability. There happened to be a tractor that was put out by the road with the bucket that was filled with trash bags and not the trash cans. That resident did contact me. I had the pleasure of speaking with them. They cannot take trash out of anything that's not a trash receptacle, I guess I'll say, because if they scratch the paint, they break that hydraulic line, they are liable. So just to bring it out there, I promised I'd bring it out, so here I am. And last but not least is cardboard. Cardboard does need to be cut up in 2x2 pieces, so if you know you get the new big flat panel 65-inch TV, yes, you need to cut that box up to 2x2 for them, because that's how it compacts. Moving on to the emergency squad, I have been working with Bob in regards to getting their radios to be able to pick up on the Boston Emergency Squad's radios, so that way when we do have the inclement weather, hopefully we can partner up with Bob's guys and get the salt trucks out there, a plow truck going. We'll see where we head with that, but right now I think it's just a technology issue and something we have to work out with the radios. Regarding the CAC, I met with them last week. It's already that time of the year. The fishing derby's right around the corner. We are looking for anybody that's interested in making any donations to prizes. The town board has always been fantastic. If there anybody here is interested, feel free to reach out again this year. But most of those prizes have been donated largely, and I will speak as a past chairman. The board has been very gracious in past years and has given us fantastic donations for prizes. It's been a successful event. Every child walks away with something. It's just a really, really good event, but that is coming up. And we are also looking for vendors for our Environmental Awareness Day. That has been kind of lax the past couple of years. That's sadly and unfortunately due to vendor lack of vendor participation. I've had vendors that have signed up and then have either overcommitted and not had the staffing to do so or had to cancel last minute. So that's why we have not held the Environmental Awareness Day the past couple of years. We'd much rather have it host a decent event versus a lackluster event and have everybody in the community say, I'm not going to that anymore. This year, we're actually looking at reaching out to local beekeepers, letting them sell honey, some of the local sugar shacks, letting them bring down make maple syrup, letting them talk to the children about how to boil down the maple sugar. So hopefully this year's event will certainly make up for the missing past 2 years. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
You're welcome.
Under Supervisor's Report, I received the Supervisor's Financial Report dated February 9th, 2016. Also, the Boston Dog Control's reports. He had some back reports that were due in, and the Town Board has received them. Also, an invite from Senator Galvin's office to a roundtable for Supervisor and Mayors for Erie County. I will be attending that. Some further knowledge of what other towns are doing within their things and how we can work together, which we have. We have some shared services with the town of Hamburg, and we have talked with the town of Hamburg, town of Concord, about the November storm, how we can use some of the equipment. I talked to Highway Superintendent about this. We've discussed main roads that we can keep open, so this, I'm sure, will be another topic for us to constantly revisit. Also, I had the opportunity to talk with a company within our town who runs, he puts on marathons. He puts on most of the marathons around the Hamburg, Buffalo area and does all these. That's what his company does. And he actually lives within the town of Boston. I've been working with him not only this year, last year, too, to do something within the town of Boston to benefit groups within the town of Boston. And it's moving along, and we have actually got permission from the Boston Marathon, the original Boston Marathon, to use the name, but we have to use Boston Metric Marathon. They had no problems with it. They know we're the town of Boston. And we're putting together a roadmap. It's 26.2 miles. The money that's raised from this will benefit a group within our town. I thought a good group discussing. I had the opportunity to do some of the contracts this year, and I thought a good group to start with would be our EMS group. They're trying to put away for a ambulance, and so I thought some of the money that's raised from that can go into that kitty to put away for the new ambulance that they're anticipating down the road. So as we get further along, as he's got sponsors for it, I will be able to get with the board and show them the roadmap and everything on it that this gentleman has laid out. So other than that, I have nothing to report. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
You're adjourned.
I have a copy of the roadmap.